you look at verse 39, and one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art of the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done enough and amiss. Now, if you read this account in the book of Mark, both of them started off railing on Jesus. But one of them done changed his mind. Yeah, God been working on him. It might have been his mother's prayer. Maybe she's at this crucifixion. I don't know. It doesn't say. But anyhow, within the 3 to 6 hours, he's changed his mind. Hey, aren't you glad men can change their mind, amen? Boy, I tell you, headed the wrong way with the wrong crowd, doing the wrong thing. And I tell the young folks at church, you run around the skunk, you're going to get some of the sin on you, amen? You can't hang around the wrong crowds, you know, and end up right. But boy, here's this. And I don't know why this young man, and I believe he's young, why he's did what he did. He had robbery, and they tell me that it probably involved murder in it. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Do you see them little words, with me? It's what I want to talk to you about, with me. Father, what a joy and a privilege to be in your house tonight. My heart is overwhelmed at your goodness and mercy. Oh God, I just never dreamed you'd ever open doors for me. I never had the opportunity to come and meet people like these. Oh Lord, we never met. Most everybody here we never met before Sunday. Now Lord, I pray, Lord, I'm weak and I don't have it in me, God, but I pray, Lord, the Spirit of God would overshadow me and empower me. My weaknesses and my inability to say words, God, you would help me and touch me. Lord, thank you that our president's better. Lord, others that's battling this disease, God, would you help them? Lord, there our country's in a mess. Oh, God, would you help America if they might look back to you? Now, Lord, tonight, just for a little while, would you help me, Lord? In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. Today thou shalt be with me. You know, I'm glad there's one thing about salvation. It is personal. Watch this little phrase, with me. It is so personal. It is so private. It is so pleasant, and yet what a promise. Can you see? And you know, I don't know. I know Brother Barney, so good to see you and your dear wife tonight, and the singing, and man, everything. I've just really enjoyed it. But when you think about with me, you know, and here, I believe, I don't have any scripture to base it on. I believe this man, the one that's responding, is a young man. I believe the other is an older man. I've often wondered why Jesus was in the middle of it. I used to say that maybe he'll do just as much for one as he will the other, and I believe that can be true. But then I was going to preach at a day service one time at a camp meeting, and God was dealing my heart, and I said, all right, Lord, if this is it, you help me out. And I had a book that I'd had for a long time, but I hadn't read it. I hadn't read all of it, and I read through it, and here's what it said. It said they always put the worst one in the middle. They did it to degrade the Lord Jesus. They did it to even shame him more. But anyhow, he looked, and you see him, amen. He looks at this boy that's going to slip into eternity. He knows he's going to die. And he said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen. No guess about it. Today, when you die, I'll see you in a little while. And I want to be very quick tonight. I know you got to go to work and school tomorrow. And I just want to give you some things as quickly as I can. But I'm glad salvation is personal. Man, the world might look down at us. The world might say there's no hope. But I only say there is in the Lord Jesus. Can I say, aren't you glad men can change? I tell you what, I've seen. We use expressions rough ones. And back when I worked in the woods, and by the way, first time I met that boy was I was a preaching at jail. He's the one that said this. I said, what would you do if somebody come and said, I'll take your place and I'll get in the jail and let you go? And he said, I tell you what I'd do. I'd go straight out the door and I'd never look back. And I thought, wow, you know. And I wound up working with him in the woods. And I try to talk to him, you know, and I maybe hand out a tract every now and then, you know. But then I went my way, they went theirs, and years went past. And I seen him in Piggly Wiggly parking lot up in the little town called Bear. And he hollered out, hey, preacher! Guess what? I said, tell me. He said, I got saved. Amen. Now, I'll tell you what, I couldn't believe it. I believe the old boy had the goods. I'll just be honest with you. I went up. Hey, what, you ever notice sheep like to talk to other sheep? Did you know sheep won't eat goat? Did you know a goat eat anything? But a sheep just eats sheep food. Amen. Boy, I'm talking about those truckers up. I was over there working unloading trucks with a knuckle boom up. And I seen this boy, and I jumped up on the fuel tank, and son, he was grinning. I mean, he had a doppel tape in. What is that song? I remember it maybe to come to me in a minute. I looked at him. I said, you got saved, did you? He said, about 2 weeks ago. Amen. Boy, we just talked a good while. Did you know every time that truck come on the yard, if there's any way I could, I'd go over and talk to him. Amen. Hey, sheep just like to get together with sheep. Boy, they like that fellowship. They like that food. Boy, listen, thank God. He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Hey, watch this. Notice the sounds. There in verse number 27, I believe it is. And they followed him a great company, and women which bewailed and lamented Jesus. Man, they tell me, I don't believe it was in his case, but they tell me they literally hired people, my friend, to weep and to wail, you know. And then you can hear them groaning and moaning there. I don't know who all it was that was there. In verse number 35, it said, and the people stood beholding, and the rulers which derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if thou be the Christ, the chosen of God. Did you notice that while ago, the first one that is hanging on the cross? He said, if thou be the Son of God, or if thou be, save us, and then you, amen. He wasn't worried about what he'd done. He listened, all he was worried about was his hide, amen. He said, you just get down and you get me down. But that other said, oh, no. We deserve what we got coming. I never forget years ago, my cousin. Son, I grew up with him. We fought together. We've done a lot of things. I don't never brag on my sin, but you name it, we've done it. I was a bird hunting one Saturday to come in. And my sister said, you ain't going to believe who said this. Come to the church tomorrow. And I said, try me. And she told me his nickname was Jose. I said, was he drunk? She said, no. He said, he's coming. At that time, we prayed between Sunday school and preaching. And when I come out there, him and his wife and three boys are sitting on the back seat. I couldn't believe it, man. Hey, listen, you'd have thought that I was calling him by name, Mr. Strange. But I didn't know he was coming. I didn't get it up for him. As a matter of fact, isn't it interesting? I still remember what I preached on, the marks of a backslider. And boy, I tell you what, he wasn't backslid, though, amen. He'd never front slid, amen. And anyhow, I've never seen this before or since, preacher. I had them to bow their head and close eyes. I said, if there's anybody here lost or not sure, would you raise your hand? Are you listening? We're talking about a grown married man, three boys. Both hands went up. I said, oh, look at here. Man, the next verse, down the aisle he come. In the altar, man, preacher. I said, got off with. I didn't know what to do. I hardly knew where I was at. I couldn't believe he'd come down the aisle. He said, Terry, what I do? I said, tell God you're low down, sorry sinner. He said, oh, God, I'm a low down, sorry sinner. Oh, I'm going to tell you what. When men see their lost condition, they don't mind owning up to it. Boy, I said, we deserve what we do here. He said, this man had done nothing amiss. I done talked to you about the man in the middle. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Then I want to say, what softened the criminal's heart? You know, was it Christ praying for forgiveness? Was it what he said, John, behold thy mother? Did you know how the seven saints on the cross, one of them had to do with the Lord's mother? There's not much emphasis put on elderly today in a lot of places. I don't know exactly how old she was. It's a pretty real factor in history that his dad had already died, but his mother was alive. By the way, on this virus is going around. It come out of China. That's pretty well known fact. Last year at our mission conference, I had a missionary that's been in communist China. He's been over there. He got to go because he could teach English. And so then I called and talked to him after all this, and I said, what are they telling you over there? He could still call them. And he said, the elderly are running around saying, they're going to kill us. They're going to kill us. And undoubtedly, I don't know how much those, how they knew it, but it seemed like it was, my friends, kind of pointed towards the elderly and those that had health issues. Now, this is just my thinking. I thought they did it to maybe drop down their population. They have so many. I might be wrong there. But anyhow, what we find here, what softens his heart. Hey, listen, that reminds me of another boy. Hey, listen, he's been in jail. I've known him since he's a teenager. He stole my three-wheeler, but I didn't know it for sure at the time. But then I found out for sure. Guy got mad at me because I didn't turn him in. But, you know, I just, here's my theory. If I befriend him, I believe in the long run, it'll work out in our advantage. And then later on, he flagged me down and said, man, we'll come down there and barge and jump the cables. I said, you know where that is. If you need them, get them. Amen. So, man, the Lord just helped me to befriend that old boy. And all these years, had to get him out of jail. I got the mayor and the other one to get him out so he'd go see his daddy before he passed away. But he's a good, I mean, basically, he's a good man, you know. But here's another. I mean, I don't get sidetracked. Well, one night, God, he hardly had no vehicle, nowhere to go. And I picked him up and took him over to a little place and brought him back. And I called him by name and I said, can I talk to you about the Lord? And he said, sure, you know. So I got back there for about 30 or 45 minutes. Basically, what I did is just preach to him. I mean, I give him every verse. I could get him in there. He messed up my theology. Amen. He messed it up. Now listen to me. Here's a boy, and his brother's living with a woman. And they're drinking, they're doping, they steal, you name it, they do it. And then I read the verse and said, we had that the other night in devotion. I said, what'd you say? We had it the other night in devotion. And then in a little bit, I read another verse. He said, we had that in the other night. Here this man was. He had retained them reading the Word of God in that atmosphere that they was in. And boy, I tell you, God, it just amazed me that God got in that boy's. But I said that to say this. Him and he's got, let me see. He's got three brothers and a sister. And that one of them, he was, well, I would tell you something, but hey, boy, if the tape was to get back, it'd be bad. But it's unbelievable what he'd done for his brother. I'll just put it to you that way. But anyhow, he is, when that brother died, I went to see him. He come down with cancer, bladder cancer. And I talked to him. He said, I'm not making a confession just because I got sick. And I said, well, God could use it if you were lying to him. That's why I didn't press the issue with him. I went back again, and I should have maybe talked to him a little bit, but I said, well, I don't believe he will. But anyhow, all of a sudden, he let a car fall on him, and he was basically paralyzed from his waist down. He had on braces, but he could still walk and get around. But he had a blood clot and didn't know he had it, and it killed him, and he was 40 years old. Now, here's, I'm talking about what softens people's hearts. This boy, I talked to him, I knew him, and he'd been to my church. I'd never seen him weep, but when he was talking to me on the phone, he got to crying. He said, preacher, it got me when my brother died. It got me when my brother died. God used that. He didn't get bitter to the Lord. It just softened his heart. Then, my friend, we find there's the sounds. There's the scene. There's the sinners. What's off his heart. There's the Savior. My friends. This one that was in the middle, my friends. Let me just give you these things very quickly here. I want to say the thief was convinced that Christ was the Lord. We indeed justly, for we received the due reward of our deed. But this man that done nothing to miss, he admitted his condition. He conveyed his thoughts toward the Lord. In verse 42, and Jesus said, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in the paradise. He said, well, the king, listen to me. He's the king. He said, I believe he's the king. I believe he's the Lord. And he petitioned him in prayer. Somebody said, how do you know God hears your prayer? Because he said to you, he that cometh to me, for there's been many a time. I've been listening and talking to sinners, and they, boy, they say, and I don't know how to say it. I say sinners, people that's lost. Can I put it to you that way? Hey, listen, everybody here's a sinner. They just lost sinners, saved sinners, but we're all sinners. We was born that way. And boy, when you think about that, there's this, my friend, the condition. He conveyed that Christ was Lord. He admitted his condition, and he conveyed through his thoughts, and he petitioned the Lord in the prayer. And notice the comfort he must have had in his heart when he said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Boy, don't you know that brought relief to him? Don't you know he didn't say, man, I'm going to hell, you know. And don't you know he said, today he made me a promise. Today thou shalt be with me in the paradise. Now this other man, he's hearing it, hearing all of this, but he's still not changing his, if you allow me to say it this way, he's not changed his tune. He's not changed, he's not praying. He's not asking God again. He's just ready to slip out into eternity without God. Oh, listen now, very, very quickly, let me show you some things to be with me. Watch this now. The oneness that Christ desires. Notice what he said in really the Lord's Prayer. In John 17 and verse number 24, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. And I want you to notice, let me see if I, Father, I will thou also whom thou hast given me be with me. Watch this now, where I am. Did you know? Just like family gets together, it won't be long. Man, I look forward, used to, when we had a family get together, my two oldest brothers, they would play me and my baby brother in dominoes. That was a big deal. Next to my oldest brother, I'm telling you what, that boy knows dominoes. My oldest brother like me, he just kind of put the spots down there where they went, you know. But boy, I longed to get together with the family. And my kids, they called it a tradition every year. They want me. They first of all started out wanting me to cook breakfast, but as the children and grandchildren now got great grandchildren, I've had to have the wife come in and help me, and even some of them. But man, I look forward to that. You know, the older you get, the more you appreciate life. The more you realize the value of it. And I see my grandsons, and I got five of them. And the oldest ones, two of them, they seem more like my sons than my grandsons. Matter of fact, I'll be honest with you, all of them. I just love being around them. And, you know, I never did believe that when they got up teenagers, they'd rather be with their buddies than with me. But they are. Amen. They'd rather go off with their buddies than be with Papa. But oh, I tell you what, I like being with them, you know. Hey, listen, Jesus said, I want my children to be with me. Yeah. He said, Lord, Father, I would that thou hast given me be with me where I am. Watch this now. That they may behold my glory. Listen, to me, there's a little glory around here last night. Can you imagine when it's full-blown glory of the Lord Jesus, all the oneness that Christ desires? But I want to say, here's what I know. Old Puritan writer, Thomas Brooks, here's what he said. He said, discord and division becomes no Christian. For wolves to wear the lamb is no wonder. But for one lamb to worry another is unnatural and monstrosity. Oh, when you think of it, you know, if there's anybody that ought to get along, it ought to be God's people, amen? And boy, isn't it sad? Out of what goes on, fussing and fighting in God's house and things going on. And like I told you last night, them five churches down that way, it was burnt down. And three of them split up over the insurance money. And boy, I think it's sad that some churches argue about the color of the carpets, you know, and things that don't matter to a hill of beans, you know. And boy, we find here he is. And I want you to notice this. I notice the opportunity that's been afforded to you. And I love to look up words, and the words opportunity is a combination of circumstances favorable for the purpose of. Oh, listen, my friend, the thief, both of them had as much light as the other one. Both of them heard the Lord Jesus praying. Both of them are paying the consequences for their sins. The opportunity that's been afforded to us. And God has arranged and put things together to offer you an opportunity tonight. Opportunity. My favorite word, and if you was to ask them at church, is providence. God has arranged for providence for you to be here tonight. For me to be here. I tell you what, man. The closer I got coming through that wilderness, the faster I was driving. Amen. Man, I'd been in the saddle since I left bed at 9 o'clock. And it was, man, it'd been a long time. And I said, Glenn, we didn't have no phone service. And they wasn't no houses. They wasn't nothing. I said, man, I hope I'm on the right way, you know. And then I pulled up at that school that I can't even pronounce. How do you say it? Bon what? Vanderbilt, yeah. So I said, oh, Lord, son. I said, I wonder if the preacher's going to know where I'm at. Amen. And I called him. And I said, it starts with a V. I said, yeah, it did. I said, I'm sitting there. He said, well, you're getting close. I said, hallelujah, man. I'm glad we're getting close, you know. And there's opportunity. And watch this now. The Bible said much is given, much is required. Do you know that I don't have a memory of not going to church? I'm raised in church. Got my first whooping in church. Somebody said, you meant to say whooping. Oh, no. Daddy whooped me. Matter of fact, he didn't whoop me for twice. He just made them count. I didn't want more of them. I mean, it wasn't no child abuse. I don't reckon, but there's a rule. Daddy had to get up early in the morning. Probably like Mr. Johnson, his other truck drivers, he had to get up like 3 o'clock in the morning. And a rule was, when he goes to bed, you do not wake him up. So when the chickens flew up, Dad went to bed. Boy, my sister, she loved that show, Peyton Clay. So my brother, my older brother, come in, and she took the piano stool and slid it in front of the TV, and it had it all blocked. He said, move. She just said that. He said, move. He said, move, or I'm going to move. Yeah, man. And so he just went up there and picked her up in her arms and set her down on the floor. And son, she started screaming on top of her lungs. Amen. And I heard Daddy's feet. I said, uh-oh, wrong. Of course, you know, she said, Daddy, don't whoop me. Don't whoop me too late then. You done what, Daddy? I said not to do, you know. But, boy, listen, and watch this now. But listen, I've always been in church. Basically, but did I do right? Oh, no. I got to run in my own morning. Then God oversaw me in some things. I could have very easily went to jail. And I said, ashamed. And, boy, I got hooked up with the wrong one. And I lied every time I left home because his daddy had two rules. You had to tell him where he was going. You had to be home by midnight. That's a must. And so I told Daddy the vicinity of where I was going. I wouldn't tell him exactly where because I know he wouldn't. Let me share this with you. One night, me and my buddy went skating. And we got through with the first round, and they wanted the second one. I said, no, I got to be home by midnight. They said, oh, come on. I said, all right. Then I thought to myself, Daddy, he'll be in the bed when he gets home. I don't forget this. And a new house that had a cement walk that went down. When I started down, our daddy sitting on it. Listen to this. You know what he's doing? He's crying. He said, "Son, could you get the phone?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You have a dime or a quarter?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You don't know what you put me through." He just turned around, went back to base. I never broke that rule again. Watch this now. The Bible said, "What you sow, you're going to reap." Fast forward that thing several years. Me and this young pretty lady right here got married. After we'd been married a while, had our first little boy. Back then, you didn't have cell phones. 8 o'clock come, they wasn't home. 8:30, they wasn't home. 9 o'clock, they wasn't home. 9:30, man, I done showing up, hit the panic button, but I had no idea where this at, what is going on for my little boy, you know, and the devil saying they'd been a wreck, they'd been all this. Then the Spirit of God said, remember when you stayed out late that night, what your daddy said, what you sold, you reap. See, young people don't think there's ever going to be a time when they're going to get older. Listen, somebody said, "I'll be so glad when I get away from home." It's coming. I had that real bad wreck in March, and when we graduated that following May, my mama said, "Son, if you don't mind, please just come home tonight." I said, "After tonight, go somewhere with your buddies, or if you want to go fishing, go somewhere." And I said, "All right, Mama, I'll honor your name. Opportunities." Oh man, I was honored to have men preach to me at an early age. I was honored to how to be in that, and my friend the place, my friend the petition of the King. Watch this now. Here's a morning in sin, an afternoon in grace, a night in glory. Amen. Now, could you just see this guy over here? He's hanging on the cross. He looks at Jesus and he says, Today you're going to be with me." He knew that day the suffering is going to be over with. You know it's such a blessing to go in a room for a child of God, born it is those that's dying without God, you know. And you can look to them and say, "Look, have you trusted Christ?" Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, this first time I preached it at a funeral, man, that lady was way up in years. Her daughter was one of the most faithful ones at church. And that my friend didn't have enough money to pay her bills and wouldn't ask us to church how to help her. She had a brother that was nearly a millionaire. And we was cutting his timber. We literally sold 30 acres, 40 acres for like $60,000. And I told him, I said, in the truck, I said, "Why don't you give that truck to your sister?" And he said, "Well, you know, I could." And he said, "But I'd have to buy me another one, wouldn't I?" And I said, "Oh, my. Well, what a blessing he could have been to his sister." But she was just content. And the time or two that we helped her, she said, "Now I'll pay you back." And I said, "No, you're not. You're not going to help our church. We're just glad we could." But all this, son, I said, "God, please give me something other for that family that day." And that's what God gave me. That mother had lost some of her reason. She reverted back to her childhood. She had a huge baby doll that she kept in the bed with her. And she loved on that baby doll and talked to that baby doll. And her sister said, "They're making fun of mother." I said, "Oh, no. You're pacifying. You're helping your mother. Leave her alone." And I said, "God, would you give me something for that family?" So a lot of this I've said today, it's tonight's what I said today. Oh, listen. Boy, the observation. He petitioned the King. My friend, he placed his trust. He got to go to paradise. His observation. Now, this got by me for years. To me, this is why it's the most unusual book. You can read it and read it and read it, and then boom, here's something coming. Now watch this. It's got by me. He didn't go with the crowd. Watch this now. He didn't go with the other criminals. Yeah. He didn't go with him. Oh boy, I said, that peer pressure, it's something like that. Watch this now. He publicly professed Christ. Would you look in verse 42? He said that there, and he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when I comest to thy kingdom." Man, don't you know that Pharisee of the crowd? that religious crowd. Boy, don't you know that really stuck bad in their craw when here that thief is. And he said, Lord, today, you know, I'll be with you in your kingdom. You are the King. You are who you said you are. You are the Lord. You are the Messiah, the anointed one of Israel. You are who you said he is. Don't you know, that might not have come out right, but you know what I'm saying. Hey, watch this in another passage. How that when he died, there was a Soterian guard that said, truly, this was the Son of God. Amen. Hey, they were convinced. They was convinced. Now watch this. I'll give one more thing on fruit tonight. I want to say the oneness that he desired, the opportunity, the observation, but now watch this, the occasion that made it all possible. I looked this word occasion up in the dictionary. It means a favorable time and opportunity. A factor or event that makes something else possible. What was the occasion? The cross. At the cross where I first saw the light. Oh, when truth, when God shines His light in dark hearts. And you know, I've been privileged to be in the birth room a few times. And it's amazing when you see the light click on, amen. I remember talking to a 13-year-old boy on his birthday, and I was trying to talk to him, you know, and his daddy's trying to talk him out of it. I was talking about the seed being the Word of God, and he's kind of having a hard time understanding. I made something, a reference about the garden, you know, and I click, click, it clicked on. He said, I see it, preacher. He's talking about seed, like you go out there and plant it in the garden. I said, that's right. But I said, this here will come up. Amen. I said, this here won't rot. It's infallible. Boy, listen to the Word of God. Did that boy get saved? No. But I think he realized his need of a Savior. He might have, his daddy would have been quiet. I don't know why that man wouldn't just be quiet and let well enough alone instead of talking that young boy how to receive him Christ as his Lord and Savior. Hey, to be with me now, to be with me. If you, I hope you know, hope I don't, but if you was with that, what would you do with that? Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. What would you do? Paul said for the saved to be absent from the body to be present with him. Oh, I could tell you some true stories, but I just wondered today, would you, do you want to go to heaven? Is there a desire in your heart? Well, let me give you that verse. He that cometh to me, I don't know why it's testing that. Yeah, preacher, you don't know who I am. I might not, it makes no difference. I'm not the issue, it's him. I guarantee you, he knows about it. He knows about me. He knows everything. But he said, if I come to him. Well, my cousin down the aisle, I said, tell me, low down first there. He just, now you don't have to fight that exactly. I mean, you know. All he did is say, Lord, I'm have mercy on me. Oh, I tell you what, it's good when the light fits on it. It's good when the joy floods in it. It's good when the burden goes off. Boy, I tell you, I told you the other night, I made a profession when I was young, but then, about teenage years, and maybe I got involved in a lot of things. And really, after the wreck, it turned me around for a little bit, because I was fixing to go back doing some of the same thing I was doing. But I don't know why, but all of a sudden, boy, my sin got to bother me so bad. And I would try to quit. I'd start back. I said, Lord, I'm going to do better. Brother Brandon, that day when I went in the swamp to catch my hook, I couldn't go no more. And I got out on my knees. I said, God, you know everything about me. I said, I've tried to quit. I can't. I said, I'm just tired the way I'm living. And I said, Lord, I've made a mess out of my life the way I didn't tell you back up before I wanted to play college ball. I said I could. It wouldn't be a major school, but, you know, but that was my dream. But on that Friday night, March 13th, they went out the window because of what happened all in the red. So I didn't think about that no more, but I wanted something You know, a lot of people want a forest gate, but they don't want a Lord. Boy, I needed somebody to control my life. And I got down and I said, "God, would you please have mercy on me?" One thing in particular, I said, "Lord, I'm so sorry for taking your name in vain so many times. I don't want to go on like that, Lord, but you forgive me." Did you know that day the cusser moved out? As far as my knowledge is, I was in about 2021. I've never took his name in vain. Don't tell me salvation don't work. It worked with me. It worked with some other areas. Little did I know, boy, that rope was going to get, I mean, God is going to do so many things for me. Oh, I still got a lot. I mean, I still, you know, I have to confess every day and ask him to forgive me. And see, we categorize big sin, little sin. What's this? He said, "Him that knows do good doeth not, to him that what? Sin." See? Sometimes we forget where we were. You know, I tell you what, every now and then, you know, that song remind me, you know, where I was and where I could have been. Boy, every now and then he reminds me. I just wonder tonight, maybe, if he was today, you wouldn't be with him, but you want to be.